Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Could you just describe what state of the process, what part of the process you guys are in for this development project?
Yeah, I'm actually really happy you asked based on this. So two things are happening right now. The first of all is we are concluding the environmental review, working in conjunction with the planning board. This was a mandated requirement. We have went through a scoping process, provided a draft document, and the city is now putting their finishing touches on the final document for adoption by the City of Buffalo Planning Board. So that's a really important indicator because once that is complete, that allows us to take the next step for the PUD application that we're putting in and ultimately any permitting for site work.
And then so as far as a timeline goes, if nothing, if everything goes well on Monday, I believe that's the board meeting, correct?
It's the planning board meeting, yes.
Exactly. And so at the meeting, they're going to talk about the impact study.
They are looking to, so they've talked about it previously when we provided our draft document to the city for review. So they have been reviewing it and digesting it and asking for additional materials for months now. So this is the final stage to that process where we have responded to those public comments that may have come in, questions that may have come from planning board members themselves, provided any supplementary materials, calculations, information so they can now finalize the document.
And if everything goes well Monday, then it goes on to the next step, which you already described.
Right. So the next step, provided that this document is accepted, is we will be submitting a application for a planned unit development. And we would look to submit that relatively quickly after the acceptance of the environmental review. And I'm actually very happy that you touched base on this topic because we are holding a community meeting on Wednesday evening to provide information to community members who may be unfamiliar with the PUD process as well as to describe specific elements of our application.
Where and when is that?
Yep, so that information can be found on the Elmwood Crossing website, which is elmwoodcrossing.com. There's additionally an Elmwood Crossing Facebook page where we've put that information, but it will be at the Richmond Summer Center on Wednesday evening, and we will be available to present information as well as to have direct Q&A where people can look at materials and speak directly with somebody from the development team, either Sinatra or Ellicott.
Were there any red flags that you guys came across in this environmental impact study?
No, there really wasn't. It was pretty clear what was there, and the reality is we, at the end of the day, are providing a substantially calmer site than what existed when it was being operated as a, you know, 24/7 institutional site. So there are certainly those, you know, quality of life issues that people are always going to want to talk about, you know, parking, traffic, movement of pedestrians. There's certainly been a lot of discussion about, you know, green space on the site. But as far as any red flags or environmental concerns, nothing at all that was not anticipated.
And then just describe the timeline for people who aren't aware. When do you guys expect, obviously it's a fluid situation, but when do you guys expect shovels into the ground and a completed product?
Well, the good news is shovels are already in the ground on 451 Elmwood. We are in the environmental cleanup stage. That was a gas station, so we have started that remediation process. we will probably be continuing that process. So here for the next 30, 60 days, depending on what is removed from the site. And then that will allow us to advance to, you know, site work and construction activities as we close out the fourth quarter, moving into the first quarter. And we'll probably have a period of, you know, 14 to 16 months of construction there once that started. And then we will look to start doing interior demolitions as possible as soon as we receive permits. We have been doing investigations on site, so even though people can't see, you know, work actually happening, those permissible investigations and study we have been doing all along. It's going to certainly take substantial time to do the redevelopment of the towers, but people can expect to see other work happening across the 8-acre campus in the first quarter of 2020.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, I would just really appreciate your help circulating the word that there will be this community meeting. We're always excited to share with people what's been going on. We've been making as many attempts as possible as far as sending out email blasts about what's happening at the site and providing information so people can see on our website at elmwoodcrossing.com. But we're always excited for the opportunity to discuss the project and answer any questions that people may have.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.